As the recently installed Dear Leader Biden works to get the first of what will no doubt be several massive multi-trillion dollar stimulus programs across the finish line, we're well served to note a few key things. Number one, typing trillions upon trillions of dollars into existence and then showering them onto parts of the population demonstrates, or should demonstrate to any thinking person, that our economic system is a complete sham because, at its base, the dollar is nothing more than counterfeit wealth. It has no point of origin in real work or effort of any kind. Number two, we have entered into the final phase in the life cycle of the US dollar, with well over 95% of its purchasing power having already been lost over its lifespan since the introduction of the Federal Reserve, and the remaining bit destined to soon be lost as the powers that be print or type the dollar into oblivion. Number three, the shoveling out of stimulus, while previously reserved for wealthy elites and too-big-to-fail thievery businesses, has in recent months been expanded to include the peasant masses. This expansion tells us that the end is very near, but it also tells us that we have a short window in which we might be able to prepare for the soon-coming collapse of this godforsaken system. With the help of this godforsaken system. Let me explain. The black magic fake economic construct designed to make us all slaves must, in an effort to prop itself up for just a little longer, effectively shovel out stimulus by the trillions, and, as it does so, it gives peasants on the receiving end of this stimulus a chance to use the counterfeit wealth of US dollars to obtain real assets or wealth, like gold and silver, for example. The sort of big government money printing madness that we're seeing right now always leads to the same place. The death of a currency. Ours will be no different, but one very cool thing about where we are right now is that people can still trade soon-to-be-worthless dollars for real, lasting assets like silver and gold. This makes the increasingly desperate manipulation of precious metals markets a beautiful thing too, since it allows for prices of silver in particular to remain incredibly low, and artificially low. I'm in no way offering financial advice here. I'm not telling anybody what to do, just sharing my own thoughts on the subject in general. What I am hoping to do is point toward a very encouraging present situation that allows for we the peasants to build lifeboats for the preservation of our families and culture as the counterfeit wealth-fueled American Titanic goes down beneath us. This is a wonderful opportunity, and we don't want to miss it because of all the doom and gloom and weirdness that's swirling around us. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel and visit HellraiserReport.com.